Being hyper-aware means giving more than a passing glance at anything and anyone. And welcome to episode 192 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. You have to certainly do that. That's non-negotiable. And why is it non-negotiable? Because you have to constantly sharpen your skills and hone your craft to help you stave off those problems leaders so often encounter. And what problems, you ask? Well, it seems that lately, leaders and leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step in and step up and lead? Well, because of either of a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or whatever the reason that they're afraid to, well, they're just afraid to just be leaders. Well, guess what? Not on my watch. I'm here to help you every step of the way. And my name is Dave Guerra. And let's get started with this episode. So, you have to become hyper aware of your emotions, your thoughts, and your actions. It's non-negotiable. As a leader, as a growing leader, as a changing leader, as a leader that is expecting change and anticipates change and, well, embraces change, leaders have to. It's non-negotiable as well. Being hyper aware of your emotions, thoughts, and actions definitely is a beneficial, it's a huge plus to you, your team, your peers, your colleagues, your followers, your leadership, your supervisors, your leader, everyone around you. Being hyper-aware, it definitely has its upsides, but it also has a downside. And we're going to talk about what it means to be hyper-aware and why is it important and being careful when it comes to being hyper-aware and what to do when you have achieved that level and you're hyper-aware. And guess what? You never really truly achieve it. You have to constantly keep working at it. So what is meant by being hyper-aware? Well, it's meaning being extremely aware, much more alert to stimuli than normal. Stimuli, anything around you that's affecting you, that you see, that you respond to, you react to, that kind of stimuli. Being more self-conscious and increased self-focus on your emotions, your thoughts, and ultimately your actions, which is your response to emotions and thoughts. It may also include being extremely sensitive to your surroundings and those around you. Now, this could be a physical or an emotional or a combination thereof, but again, being extremely sensitive, being extremely aware, I say it a lot of times. I say your head on a swivel, 360 degree situational awareness. You've got to have that. And that's just part of being a leader. And why is it important to be hyper-aware? Well, as a leader, maintaining control is a top priority, especially in these uncertain times, unfolding situations that constantly, every day, sometimes a new situation every day in some cases, and it's starting to become the norm and it's sad, but that's just a sign of the times. Hourly situations change. And a true leader is one that can control that. A true, authentic, genuine leader is one who has that hyper-awareness and can certainly deal with those uncertainties and those unfolding situations, especially when people turn to that leader. And people will turn to those leaders that are being hyper-aware. And those individuals seek those types of leaders out because they're the ones that remain calm in the storm. And those that don't remain calm in the storm and have no clue or just completely lose it, they really have no business being leaders. They're still working their way up. They're still going to be future leaders one day. But right now, if they don't have that wherewithal and that certainty and then that positive reaction to any kind of stimuli, then, you know, they still got some work to do. And that's okay. Everybody's there at one point or another. I was there. You're there. You were there. I'm still there. There's still things that will affect me that I have never encountered. I know in my mind I've practiced them and I simulated them, but again, it's not until it's the real deal sitting staring at you right in the face and there it is. Then that's when you know, hey, look, maybe this is not for me at that point. Maybe I'll come back later after we've dealt with this and I've learned from this. But it's important to be hyper aware and it aids in that maintaining control. Now, be careful not to be hyper-aware. Don't be so hyper-aware that you, well, sadly, can become paranoid. And that paranoid will bog you down. That paranoia will stop you from moving forward. That paranoia will freeze you. And in times of uncertainty and unfolding situations, and when people need a true leader, and you've become bogged down and frozen because you've become so hyper aware that you've now become paranoid. Yes, it is a byproduct. So you've got to monitor that too. Guess what? You're useless to anybody at that point. So understand that while you're being hyper aware, understand that your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions, you're working with all of that together in you. Others on the outside will see that, well, he's just hyper, he's overly emotional. He's thinking it through. He's overthinking it. He's underperforming. He's not acting. He's overly reacting. Others will see that as a weakness because they don't understand. See, a lot of times other with their own inadequacies will try to impose those inadequacies on you and what you're trying to do to better yourself and your team and your followers and your organization. So as a leader, you have to be aware that others are going to be seeing what you do as a weakness and understand that it's not you. You're working on it. You're being positive. They're just looking for the bad side, again, to deflect off their bad side. And it's usually the case, folks. I don't want to sound mean, ugly, or anything, but the reality is that's where they put themselves. They see something wrong. They're going to exploit it. So it takes their attention. It takes your attention off of them. And that's usually the case. Hey, look over there. Don't look at me. Look at them. Look at what they're doing. And that sadly is it's terrible. However, you're in the middle of it. It's happening to you. I say my advice is give those naysayers no quarter. Give them no quarter while they're surely not giving you any. You have more important things to work on and address than to give them any kind of attention from yourself. Any kind of attention. You have to stay the course. You have to keep working on things, especially during those unfolding situations, anything that's outside the norm that's happening to you, your team, your organization. You have to focus on getting that under control. Don't worry about the naysayers. You know what? They'll get found out on their own due time. So give them no quarter, pay them no attention. So what do you do? What do you do with being hyper aware? What happens? What happens when you finally are becoming more sensitive to yourself, your surroundings, you're enveloping everything that's happening around you, you're being cognizant of all that is unfolding, all that's affecting you, how it's affecting you, and how you're going to react to it? Well, guess what? You start making better decisions. And in those uncertain, unfolding situations, better decisions are best than no decisions. Better decisions is better than no decision. Like I said, it's better than a somewhat decent half-assed, half-cooked, half-baked decision. But because you're working with it and you've experienced it and your level of awareness is so high now that you're able to look at a 360-degree head on a swivel, you're able to look over the horizon and bring that, roll that back in, you're making better decisions faster, quicker, with more certainty and more responsiveness and the ability to dictate what the outcome will be. And when you can dictate the outcomes, you're in a much better place than anyone who's not hyper aware of what's going on around them. Your followers, it also affects your followers. So with you being hyper aware, see, your followers begin receiving the positive outcomes of your better decision making. Think about it. It trickles down. It does. It trickles down. And when you're making good, positive decisions and you're making conscious decisions and the right decisions, that positive outcome will hit them. And people are going to want to join your team because they want to follow a leader just like you. And you can do that. But you start developing your own sense of empathy. You start developing your own sense of sympathy. And you start to distinguish and separate the two because you need to. We've talked about that before here on the podcast, where it's sympathy and empathy, and you've got to be able to distinguish that. Well, now being hyper-aware and being not just of events, but of people around you and what's happening to them, you're able to distinguish those and separate those two much faster with little to no effort. I mean, that's a good thing to be there. Sometimes people will try to, they'll scam you. But when you can identify when the scam is and when they're being genuine, you've got it made. So you start to foster that concept of being hyper aware to your team because they see your actions and reactions and your outcomes based on your decisions. To your followers, your peers, your leadership, your supervisors, your colleagues, everyone will start seeing, hey, you know, being hyper aware and what he's doing with that hyper awareness and the ability to see 360 degrees, head on a swivel, look over the horizon to see what's coming down the line and able to address issues as they're unfolding. Holy moly. That's a diamond in the rough right there. So no matter what, you work on becoming hyper aware of your emotions, of your thoughts, and then ultimately your actions, reactions, active or proactive, reactive, your actions. And understand what it means to be hyper aware and why it's important to be hyper aware, to deliver and to be able to address things in uncertainty and unfolding situations in these uncertain times. Maintain that control. And be careful when it comes to being hyper-aware. Sure, people are going to try to knock you down, but don't let them. You have got no time for that. You've got no time to give any of those negative naysayers any of your attention. You're too busy moving forward. You're too busy trying to address an already unfolding, uncertain situation. And when you can do that, you're well on your way to being a great leader and a leader that is worthy of the followers and is worthy of being called a leader by his followers, his peers, his leaderships, his colleagues, his supervisors, her colleagues, her supervisors, her peers, her followers, her team. Be hyper aware. That's where it's at. 360 degrees, head on a swivel, constantly looking around you, but understanding why you're doing it and understanding that, hey, it's got to get done. Because if you don't, where are you setting yourself and where are you setting your team apart from the crowd? So what do you think about today's topic? Become hyper aware of your emotions, thoughts, and ultimately your actions. Definitely work on that. So let me know what you think. I want to hear from you. Email me, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word. On Instagram, that's dave_guerra@instagram.com. I most definitely really want to hear from you. I wouldn't be asking if I didn't want to hear from you. Let me know what you thought about today's topic. Also, hey, don't forget to visit, like, subscribe, follow on my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 192 of the Walking Leader podcast. Join me on my next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, you take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to one another, and remember to always go beyond the grind. And go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.